Dear Michelle, my wife has told me that our marriage is over. She refuses to talk about anything, and she just wants me to leave her alone. I had no idea that she was this unhappy. She has complained about our relationship many, many times, but I never thought that she would want to end our 18-year marriage. When I got married and made our vows, it was forever. I've been very depressed that she wants out, and she won't talk to me about it. She told our kids that she's planning on leaving, but that she hasn't seen an attorney. I'm at my wit's end. I've been begging and pleading for one more chance. I've been bringing home flowers and calling her from work. She just tells me to leave her alone. If anything, I can see that I'm making matters worse. But I don't know what else to do. Please help. I don't want my marriage to end. I love my wife. Signed, Ed. Ed, thanks for writing in with this very common question. I don't know if you know this, but 2/3 of the divorces that are filed for in our country are filed for by women. Now, these are women who have complained and nagged, and their husbands were sick and tired of hearing about all the complaints. But the truth is, men need to worry when women stop complaining, and that's what's happened to you. But the good news for you is your wife has not been to an attorney, so this means that you're still living under the same roof, which means that if you make positive changes, she'll be there to witness them, and it will soften her heart, and she'll come towards you. But the $64,000 question is, what changes should you make? I write about this a lot in all of my books. It's called the last resort technique. Now, I don't have enough time to explain the whole thing, but I want to give you a few pointers. Relationships are like seesaws. The more one person does of something, the less the other person will do. Right now, you're doing all the caring, all the pursuing, and your wife is doing nothing of that. In fact, she doesn't even know what it would be like to miss you in her life because you are so in her face. So the most important thing right now is you need to stop calling her, you need to stop sending flowers, and please don't tell her that you love her, because when you do, she doesn't reciprocate, and that reminds her that she doesn't feel the same way that you do right now. You don't want to do that. So when you're at home, don't go following her around the house. In fact, do your own thing in a different part of the house. Let her initiate conversation. Let her find out what you're up to. And if she does, you can reciprocate and be friendly. But don't do it yourself. You see, if you keep pursuing her, she's going to want to back away from you. Now, the other thing that will happen is you're trying to be a really good husband. You're going to be asking yourself, what has my wife complained about over these years? And start doing those behaviors. And when you do, you're going to want praise from her. You are going to want recognition and validation. Well, here's the bad news. You're not going to get it, because your wife doesn't want you to get your hopes up. So you have to do it, and don't expect positive reinforcement, at least not for a while. But if you stay the course and your wife keeps her eyes open, even if she isn't acting like that, what I have found time after time after time, women's hearts soften and they come back to their husbands as long as their husbands don't push them out the door. So stay the course, your wife will be back, and write me with your success story.